Well, hello. You're listening to the Queens of the Blues podcast with me, Gina Coleman, from the band Misty Blues. This podcast celebrates the prolific female blues music from the early 1920s to present times. This show, entitled Hard Time Blues, is entirely about Bertha Chippy Hill. Bertha was born in Charleston, South Carolina in 1905, and she was one of 16 children. Her family moved to New York City when she was 10 years old, and she began her career as a dancer in Harlem. And by 1919, she was working with Ethel Waters. At the age of 14, during a stint at Leroy's, a popular New York City nightclub, Bertha was nicknamed Chippy because of her youth. She also performed with Ma Rainey as part of Rabbit Foot's Minstrels. She later established her own song and dance act and toured on the Theater Owners Booking Association circuit in the early 1920s. Around 1925, she settled in Chicago, where she worked at various venues with King Oliver's Jazz Band. She first recorded in November of 1925 for OK Records, backed by Louis Armstrong. Here's a number from that collaboration, Trouble in Mind. So good. No wonder Bertha was best known for her work with the legendary Louis Armstrong. So here's another song that she recorded with him. I Ain't Gonna Do It No More. Well, in 1927, she recorded this duet with Lonnie Johnson, and it happens to be the title track to this episode. Here's Hard Time Blues.
Thank you. like them hard time blues about to ruin you. Down at them blues about to ruin you too, ain't they over there?
These are all gems. Well, in 1928, she recorded with Tampa Red. Let's give a listen to a release from that collaboration. Here's Some Cold Rainy Day.
You come back. Come back some cold rainy day. Baby, look where the sun's done gone. Now you're gonna leave your home. You come back some cold rainy day.
That's my favorite of this batch. I may have to bring that back to Misty Blues. Now, Chippy recorded 23 titles between 1925 and 1929. In 1927, she recorded this next selection for OK Records with Richard Jones's Jazz Wizards. Here's Do Dirty Blues. ¶¶ Well, in the 1930s, she retired from singing to raise her 7 children. Then Chippy staged a comeback in 1946 with Lovey Austin's Blues Serenaders and recorded for Circle Records. She began appearing on radio and in clubs and concerts in New York City, including Carnegie Hall in 1948 with Kid Ory. And she sang at the Paris Jazz Festival. Let's hear this familiar classic released in 1946. How Long Blues. Gone and so am I. That's all for this episode. Now don't forget to check out Misty Blues and the Queens of the Blues tribute show whenever possible. Here are some upcoming dates which you can get more details on through our website, www.mistybluesband.com. On St. Patty's Day, we're at Firefly in Lenox, Massachusetts, and the Misty Blues Trio is at Boulder Dash Cellars in Richmond, Mass on March 19th. Our next Queens of the Blues tribute show is on April 29th at Universal Preservation Hall in Saratoga Springs, New York. So once again, this is Gina Coleman and the Queens of the Blues podcast. Until next time, be well and God bless.